Asher lured the dragon with a story. It was an ancient story, older than the mountains at her back, and Asher had to dredge it up from where it lay deep and dormant inside her. She hated to do it. Telling such stories was forbidden, dangerous, even deadly. But after stalking this dragon through the rocky lowlands for 10 days now, her hunting slaves were out of food. She had a choice. Return to the city dragonless or break her father's ban on the ancient tales. Asher never returned without a kill, and she wasn't about to now. She was the Iskari, after all, and there were quotas to fill. So she told the story, in secret, while her hunters thought she was sharpening her axe. The dragon came, slithering out of the red gold silt like the treacherous thing it was. Sand cascaded down its body, shimmering like water and revealing dull grey scales the colour of mountain rock. 3 times the size of a horse, it loomed over Asher, thrashing a forked tail while its slitted gaze fixed on the girl who summoned it. The girl who tricked it here with a story. Asher whistled for her hunting slaves to get behind their shields, then waved off her archers. This dragon had spent the night burrowed beneath the cold desert sand. With the sun only just rising, its body temperature wasn't warm enough for it to fly. It was stranded, and a stranded dragon fought fierce. Asher's left hand tightened on an oblong shield while her right hand reached for the throwing axe at her hip. The rough esparto grass rattled around her knees as the dragon circled, waiting for her to let down her guard. That was its first mistake. Asher never let down her guard. Its second was to blast her with flame. Asher hadn't been afraid of fire since the first dragon himself left her with a vicious scar running down the right side of her body. A sheath of fireproof armor covered her now from head to toe, made from the hides of all the dragons she'd killed. The tanned leather buckled tight against her skin, and her favorite helmet, one with black horns mimicking a dragon's head, protected her from dragonfire. She kept her shield raised until the blaze ceased. The dragon's breath was now spent. Asher threw down her shield. She had 100 heartbeats before the acid in its lungs replenished, allowing it to breathe fire again. She needed to kill it before that happened. Asher drew her axe. Its curved iron edge caught the early morning sunlight. Beneath her scarred fingers, the wooden handle was worn smooth, a comfortable fit against her palm. The dragon hissed. Asher narrowed her eyes. Time to end you. Before it could advance, she aimed and threw, straight at its beating heart. Her axe sank into flesh and the dragon screamed. It struggled and thrashed as its lifeblood spilled onto the sand. Gnashing its teeth, it fixed its raging eyes on her. Someone stepped up beside Asher, breaking her focus. She looked to find her cousin, Sapphire, thrusting the butt of a pointed halberd into the sand. Sapphire stared at the thrashing, screaming dragon. Her dark hair was sheared to her chin, showing off the bold slant of her cheekbones in the shadow of a bruise on her jaw. "I told you to stay behind the shields," Asher growled. "Where's your helmet?"
"I couldn't see a thing in that helmet. I left it with the hunting slaves."
Sapphire wore tanned leather hunting gear made hastily by Asher, and her hands were protected by Asher's fireproof gloves. There hadn't been time to make a second pair. The bloody dragon dragged itself across the sand, intent on Asher. Its scales scraped, its breath wheezed. Asher reached for the halberd. How much time had passed since its last breath of fire? She'd lost track. "Get back, Saf, behind the shields." Sapphire didn't move, only stared at the dying dragon, mesmerized as its beating heart slowed. Thud, thud. Thud. Thud.